Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Derek May. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The right fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer catches it and throws to first to double up Knoblauch. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reboulet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton, who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Reboulet goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Oliver to Valentin, and they have Knobloch trapped. The throw over to Jaha, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha strikes out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reboulet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hulse. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. Starhoviak moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reboulet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rebule takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Jaha reaches second base with a double. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova, who is chasing the ball. Hulse reaches third base with a triple. Jaha scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Hulse scores. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. Listach bunts towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Angel Miranda now pitching. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Starhoviak moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Starhoviak moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rabule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. There goes Cordova trying to get to home. Hulse throws the ball into Oliver, who tags Cordova, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Morello moves to second. One out. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morello moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Mieske now playing right field. David Hulse now playing left field. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hulse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Hulse moves to third. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach strikes out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hulls scores. Valentin scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Dave Stevens now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck pinch hits for Matt Morello. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rabiule takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Walbeck now catching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Reitnauer now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-4 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo juggles the ball. That's an error on Cirillo. Becker moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.